He stood there for a second or two before saying, "Damn."
"Uh-huh,"
replied the scout.
"Damn. Well, I have a place I'm supposed to be. We've a rendezvous of sorts."
She read dials.
"It's not far."
She led the way through the maze, stopping often to check her bearings. Twice he thought he heard her mumble to herself, but said nothing to prompt her. They saw no one else for several minutes. Suddenly she stopped.
"They've figured it out,"
she said, half to herself.
"They've stopped shelling."
Felix listened, nodded. "They'll be looking for us."
"Yeah. Then we fight again. And then we move again. Then we fight."
"You've moved before?"
"Twice. It delays things a little. Not much."
She turned and faced him then, shoving out a gloved hand.
"I'm Forrest," she said. "Third Scout, Forward Group 1.
"Felix," he said, returning the handshake.
"You want to hear it all? The whole deal? We won't have time later. Or maybe you don't care?"
He found himself smiling. "Maybe not, but give it to me anyway."
"Right,"
said Forrest, leading off again through the maze.
"First of all, it was easy."
10,000 warriors had made simultaneous drop on the wrist. They drove due north toward the knuckle, arriving at the edge of the maze well within estimated time limits. They quickly arranged themselves within the classic semicircular battlefield pattern and waited for A, B, and C assault teams to arrive. They had excellent communication with the Terra, good morale, and at that point, nothing to report. An hour later, the Terra stopped transmitting abruptly, in mid-sentence. All efforts to reopen communications were to no avail. No one was really worried, though. The weather, someone suggested. 2 hours later, however, and all were getting awfully nervous about being alone. The idea of losing contact had, frankly, never occurred to anyone. Nervously, all eyes turned to the knuckle. And, on cue, it opened. The ants came in waves that were perhaps half as wide as the warrior emplacements. They came right at the center of the human strength. Because of clever positioning, the ants in the front ranks were clearly visible long before they reached the trenches. Also, only 1 or 2 in 10 actually carried the blasters, which were of dubious value anyway, considering the length of time they must remain centered on a single target. So it was just what the human commanders could have wished for. The first wave was literally obliterated without a single human life being lost. Likewise the second wave, and the third. The commanders could find no evidence that the ants were trying to flank them, so they drew in most of the forces from each end of the emplacement, leaving only scouts at the edges. The fourth wave came and went the way of the others. Then the fifth died as well, and the sixth, and the seventh, and by now everyone was having a hell of a good time killing ants. It was easy. More, it was fun. The ants stopped coming for a while, and everyone cheered, until they remembered that they still couldn't talk to the ship, until B and C teams straggled in carrying bodies and missing many more. The officers got together and gave the warriors make-work to keep them from thinking too much, and it worked for a while, until there simply wasn't anything else for them to do, and they got a chance to sit down and look at what they had done.